Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Last week we started something. We started talking about lessons from the Bible, and I said I'll pick like six lessons thereabouts. And how many of us can remember the first thing we talked about? Forgiveness. Pride goes before destruction. It is wise, it is the wisdom of God to be humble. And we talked a lot about signs of pride and how people display pride and manifest tendencies of pride in their life. And we encouraged that by all means you humble yourself. Something I'm going to share a little bit today also that is in that light, and I think that it will also bless us. Amen. Then the third one, learn to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sometimes you can't figure it out, but you know that God has your best interests at heart. Sometimes you can't explain exactly why things are going the way they are going, but you can trust God that God knows the end from the beginning. And he has said that he has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us a hope and a future. So I can trust God with my life. I can trust God with the decision concerning my career. I can trust God with the decision concerning my marriage. I can trust God with the decision concerning my children. I can trust God and say that I am convinced that if it is in the hand of God, it is safe. Glory to God. Yes. So this evening, we're going to take two lessons this evening. So of the first lesson we're going to take, it's going to be on the subject of another lesson that is very powerful, is learning to love people. Learn to love. Learn to love. Allow love win. So we're going to take two lessons today. So the first one is going to be love, and Pastor Busayo is going to take love. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So Pastor Busayo is going to take love shortly. Then I will come up, wrap up by taking another one. So can you bless? Can you put your hands together, Pastor? See, come up. You see, anytime I introduce a pastor in church, it's a serious matter. And we have a lot of young pastors in church, and I'm excited to have them be a blessing to us. Amen. So whenever we introduce pastors, it's pastor. It's not like, okay, pastor. No, pastor, woman of God.
To be doing this, yes, like I said, well, thank you so much, PM sir, for this privilege. I'm so excited this evening, right? Because while I was coming to church, I was just reflecting and thinking of how many years ago I just came into PCCC like this. And I remember the Sunday I came after I went to my when I was talking to my friends about church, I was saying, my pastor said that, and they're wondering that, where did this one see pastor? Like this, it's not the same church we're going. Where do you see pastor? But I want to thank God so far for the shift. It is massive. Trust me, anytime you find home, stay there. Anytime you, I don't know if you can relate, but if you can relate, anytime you find home, stay there. A lot is actually going to happen, right? So, we know I will not do this without first of all singing, right? It's not possible. So I want us to please close our eyes this evening and trust the Holy Spirit for how he's going to be directing us tonight. I don't want you to see me here. I want you to see Jesus and see him doing whatever he wants to do this evening. I want you to just focus on the Father because he's very present in our midst here. In a particular song has been ringing in my mind from morning till this evening, and we will just sing it and trust what God is about to do. I come out of that. I shall the Lord. Give me all my life. Keep me burning. Give me all my life.
Keep me, but you keep me burning to the end.
Come on, if you understand what you're singing, you sing it well with me.
So give me all in my life. Keep me burning. Give me.
That song with me one more time.
Lord, give me all. Keep me burning. Oh, give me all. Lord, give me all. Give me all in my life, Lord. Keep me burning to the end of the day.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep me burning to the end.
Come on, sing that song intentionally.
Lord, keep me burning, keep me burning. Keep me burning, Lord. 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 Keep me burning, Lord.
Keep singing that song.
Keep me burning to the end. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Jesus. I worship forever. I worship forever. May I never be found wanting. May I never be found wanting, Lord. May I never get tired. May I never get tired, Lord. May I never get weary, Lord. May I never get weary, Lord. May I never be discouraged. May I never be discouraged. May it never be like a waste of time to me, Jesus. Lord, I will worship forever. May it not be said that I am tired. I am a Salabama, you're like a Malepogan. I am a Samaya, you're like a Mamele, come here, Lasse. May I never get tired. May I never get weary. May I never be discouraged. May I never be discouraged. May I never get tired. May I never get weary, Lord.
Come on, I just want you to lift up your hands this evening. There's a refreshing in the room. There's a refreshing in the room. Oh, Kai, and I'm excited, Kai. Kai, Kai. See Jesus smiling on you tonight. Oh, for there is a refreshing tonight. Huh? Oh, there is a river that is flowing tonight, and it's a river of refreshing. Kai, I come on my senya brandandela kai. Oh, see Jesus refreshing you tonight. Hi, arande voice file massa file brandai. Oh, see Jesus awakening hunger. See Jesus awakening desire inside of you. I kebe be swandele kai anamandele de deva masse. Come on, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Oh, for there is an overflow tonight. I can master bela mind the maswate. I run the bomb maswate, but maswate la kaya la man. Oh, there is a river tonight. I swat the bomb maswate. I run the maswate.
breaking forth right now. There is a breaking forth right now. There is a breaking forth right now. You're breaking forth with strength. Oh, the strength to continue. The strength to continue. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we give you room tonight. We give you room tonight. We give you room tonight. Kai. Karana masetele kebele kai. Ai. Poseko rai lebal hai. I see somebody that before you came to church today, you actually said it. God, I'm tired. Kai. Oh, saya la babab hai. Hai. As the river flows, he begins to bring every dirty to life. Okay. Life-giving river. Aye. Satana Marala say, Jesus. Ha 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 ha. Kai. Eswate
Yeah, wait.
worthy. They are worthy. Enter into strength. 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 Somebody enter tonight. Enter tonight. Your life will never remain the same. I am on a muscle. I am on a money. I am on a muscle. Creation is waiting for you. Aha. Naya la masele ma.
Soldier, this is not a time to be tired.
Oh, this is the time to dig deep, to dig deep. Ask yourself genuinely, will I still be found here? Will I still be found here? I want us to say, Jesus, help me. In the last 10 years, did they look for me, God, that they still find me here? That they still find me here? That Tuesday service will not become a party. Sunday service will not become a party. Guy, to serve will not become a party. But I am found in the place. Guy, oh, wonder what they say, Yakov. Hey. Jesus. Ah, that I will still be found, God. Oh, that I will still be found, Jesus. Oh, that we will still be found, God. That we will still be found, Jesus. That we will still be found. That we will still be found, God. That we will still be found. Oh. Jesus, if you look for me, you will find me. God, if you look for me, you will still find me, God. And if you look for me, God, I will not be found, God. I still keep declining your calls when you call me. That I will not sing that I am your battle axe. But when you want to use me, I will say that I am tired. Help us, Holy Spirit of God. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5:29. Galatians 5. Galatians 5:22. Please, I want you to please pay right attention. I have just a few minutes here to go. But I trust the Holy Spirit to help us. Galatians 5:22. I would prefer NLT translation. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. The Holy Spirit produces everything that we receive when we pray right now is opening you up for the Holy Spirit to have access to do what? To produce something within. Every single time we stay in the presence, every time we stretch, every time we pressing. The Holy Spirit does what? He produces in us. I wanted to highlight that produce because it's going to lead us through what I want to talk about. The Holy Spirit produces this fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and every other thing that is in this chapter. But I want you to focus on the fact that the scripture says that the Holy Spirit does what? Are we flowing with me tonight? Love is as a result of the production of the Holy Ghost that goes on inside of us. Anything that you see now is as a result of the work of the producer where? Inside.
And you know, one of the first words that God told to me a long time ago, he said, your first ministry, the beginning of your ministry, the foundation of every single thing that you will do in God is what? Is love. Because that is even the foundation of your salvation, as it were. So every single thing that I would do as a believer flows from it. Everything that I would do, the entirety, down to praying for you, down to healing the sick, down to raising the dead. That's why you see in the scripture, that the scripture says, anytime Jesus was going to heal, many of the times you see that, and Jesus was what? He was moved with compassion. He did not do anything out of a need to prove a point that he carries this thing. Or out of a need to, okay, since I'm here, what can I do? No. He was what? He was moved with compassion. It's from within. So love is for submitted men. Love is for a man that is what? That is submitted. Because it's only when you are submitted that something can be produced inside of you. If you are not submitted, you can choose what to be produced and what not to be produced. So we have gray areas that will never let God touch. You are not submitted yet. So the foundation, and let's look at, I want us to open our Bibles to the book of John chapter 3 verse 16. We've read the scripture so much that sometimes we don't pay attention to it. John 3:16. The scripture says, for God loved the world so much. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only. God loved the world so much. He didn't give so that he will now love you when you come. He did not give so that, let's look, if Ezekiel can give his life to me, then I will love him. The scripture says, God what? He loved the world so much. Just think of it as you. God loves me so much. That is why he gave. The scripture says that while we're yet sinners, what happened? Christ died. When we were enjoying our liberty, when we were enjoying our freedom, when we were acting in the way that we liked, Christ died. So you will see that love, at the end of the day, is not really, really about the person. It's not about the effort of the person. Meaning that there's nobody that is too difficult to love, as it were. Because if it was about being difficult, think of yourself before God found you. Just take a few minutes to think. I want you to think, oh, look at yourself. Like, just look at how many people came to come and preach to you that you are. And how many people came to preach to you. Please, I know. Thank you. I don't know who I was sharing last week. I said, when I just got to last week, there was one time I think we were at Love Garden, and then these people just came to us kind of say, hey, what's that to say about proposing God? Do you know since me I've been serving God? What do you want to say that I don't know? Tell me. What else do you want to tell me that I don't know? All of a sudden they're talking about this one should I beg. Do I be going? Do you know how many people you have given attitude on the road when they have to give you flyer? Yeah. I mean, I'm not understanding them on the road, so anything else happens to them, let it happen. In that condition, somebody took his only unique son. I don't know if this person will accept this gift or not, but go. Now, the only way that we will truly, I promise you, truly be able to love human beings is to first understand the love of God, first of all, for you. The understanding of how much, what? God loves you. the understanding of how much God loves you. And I want us to open our Bibles to the book of John 13, 34. John 13, 34. So now he said, so now I am giving you what? A new commandment. I want us to read that part together. Are we ready? So that if God asks you, you will not say that you know yet about it. You read it with your own mouth. Are we ready? All right, one, two, go, everybody. Again. Okay. I have given you a commandment. It's not Old Testament though. Because I know many of us are saying, Old Testament, we're under a law. God now give us commandment again. Okay. This is John, the Gospel, chapter 13, verses 34. He said, I have given you this commandment. Do what? Love one another as I have loved you. Now think of how much God loves you. Sometimes the way God has had mercy on you makes you cry. Sometimes when you think of your excesses and you are so confident that if I come and miss God, go forgive me. There's nothing that God can God throw me away. He cannot throw me. As far as this God, if I repent, he will show me mercy. But you, that is the king, emperor of the universe, believe that once people overstep, please, I can't see you out, nothing in my life. Plenty, plenty quotes. I know how to give people. What's all those things that we suppose? Why people pretending? You've never supposed it. I know some of you that are supposed it to talk now. If you this, I know how to give people chances. Once you finish your chance, but you. Even in the place that you are doing something wrong, you are still telling God in one corner of your heart, God, I know if he died like this, you go gas to forgive me. Of even the worst things that you do. So he said that I am giving you now this commandment. He had to give us a system so that we will understand that we will never really be able to achieve it on our own. Personally, there are times I just want to give people slap, like vanish. There are times I've told God that, God, shall we see, concerning this particular person, let not our heart, don't tell me anything concerning this one. On this one matter, let's not reach there again. I'm going to look at me and ask that, what if I decide that on your matter, nothing? Let's not talk about it anymore. How many times you betrayed Jesus before eventually coming to faith? Even in the faith. It is until you understand how God loves you. Then you know that in the same way God has mercy on me, I will have mercy on others. Not because I am the best in love. Because why? Love is not the natural nature of man. Scripture says that the heart of man is what? Desperately wicked. God is wicked though. You don't know what's have you not imagined? Why did I think this kind of thing? Don't jump to me. Why? But he that is in Christ is a what? You have taken on a new person. You have taken on a new identity. And that person that you have taken on now has the ability to produce something in you if you will allow it to flow from you. It's not that it is not there. The issue there is that you still want it to be fair. But as a matter of fact, in this earth, it will never be fair. Betrayal will never be fair. Hurt from friends, it will never be fair. It was not fair, the one that you did. Was it fair? Or because you are saved, it's now fair. Everything is dark. I don't know if somebody is agreeing with me tonight. But God has shown you that the only way that this will be produced inside of you is that you what? love them the way I love you. Meaning that you have to go and unravel the love of God and understand the love of God. Naturally, you just see it start happening to you. You are still in the Genesis. First of all, understand. Start to love yourself. And that's why the scripture says in the book of Matthew 22, 37 to 39, I'm not going to open it now, but it says that love your neighbor. How? As you love yourself. The same way you look out for yourself. Not selfishness. There are two different things. When you love yourself, you will tell yourself the truth. But you know how you will tell yourself that truth. Am I lying? We know how to be kind and careful with ourselves. But when it comes to another person, I'm blunt. I will say it as it is. I like to tell people as it is. I know they hide mouth, okay? The same attention that you give to yourself, that is what you give to others. That is what you give to others. The same way, before you look at your weaknesses, you first look at your strength and say, okay, I think I did well with this, then I'm not coming. But in that reach another person, it's only all the evil things that, you know. Many times when people hurt me, the only way I sustain myself is to actually remember. Remember the good things, the positive sides of those people. That's the way to not give yourself high blood pressure. Because if you analyze and overthink and meditate on what was done to you, she will not be able to forgive. You will not be able to love. And lastly, how much God loves the world. I was talking about how much God loves you. Uh-huh. Loving yourself. And what? How much God loves the world. You will now realize that the same way God tells you that you are special, the same way every other person around you is special to God, whether they even know him or not, they are precious in his sight. That's why he died for every one of them. You will handle people with that consciousness. I want to leave you with that this evening. Handling people with the consciousness of the fact that God loves them. That person you are mocking, God loves them. That person you are ranting about every day, God loves them. That consciousness will help you to relate with people differently. That your roommate that does not know how to sweep and arrange as anywhere you put something, the roommate will carry it back. God loves that person. It will make you to become patient towards understanding that person. If you base it on these three major foundations, the way you see people, it will change. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be adjusted to the culture around you. The culture around us is hostile. The culture around us is sassy, is brutal. The only way you start to see people differently is to start seeing through the lens of God, through the eyes of God. Sometimes in prayer, God, I choose to see this person through the eyes of God. But if I see this person through my eyes, because it's cause that you eat, because what you have done, I can't explain it. I don't know if somebody picked something very important tonight. Most importantly, understand how much God loves you. Uh-huh. What's the next one? Loving yourself. Lastly, thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.